Linda and Aoife took a bit of a bang, which left us with 14 at the end. No, look, it's rugby, collision sport. People have been recovering well this week, and both are expected to be available.
Very good. So full squads at the moment.
Pretty much. Yeah, we're happy.
Happy. Adele, what has the general mood been over the last couple of days? Like, has it been different coming in off the back of a winning week?
I think, yeah, girls were really delighted with the win. I think the mood has been pretty good, though, since the get-go, week on week. I know we had losses in the first couple of weeks, but we've approached it with the same kind of manner. Yeah, definitely there's a bit more confidence heading into England, but I think the mood in general has always been pretty good, actually, week on week.
Have you seen any change, even just in training over the couple of days? Is there people moving a little bit lighter on their feet, maybe looking a bit more confident?
We came back in, and like I say, we're pretty stable, and we try and like really focus on the process, and you know, we talk about going after winning performance and confidence in that. But we also be pretty keen to say, look, the girls, when you put performance out and you get a win, like, you're allowed to enjoy it. You're allowed to have a bit where you can look back and go, actually get a sense of gratification and satisfaction in the work that you do, and it leads to that. And I think the bit that the girls probably enjoyed most was the crowd. I like Musgrove's quite a nice arena anyway, isn't it? It's the crowd are quite close to you. There's a lot of families, a lot of kids there, and it's a good opportunity for them to see the girls put a performance on, and the girls will enjoy engaging with them after. So I think it probably was a little spring in the step as much from that as anything.
And then for yourself this week, how much are you looking forward to going back and seeing some old faces?
I am looking forward to it. You know, the nature of professional sport, your coaching environments, your playing environments, sometimes move clubs, and things like that. So, look, going back, I'm still pretty close with some of the coaching staff. It's been good to see them going well, but it's a great opportunity for us to go to Twickenham off the back of a win and go and see what we can do there.
Adele, 44,500 tickets sold. Would that be the largest crowd you've ever played in front of?
I think so, yeah. I think actually playing at Twickenham a couple of years ago in a November series, there was a men's international game, and it was a pretty sold out Twickenham stadium, so quite aware of what the volume of noise will be like. But yeah, I think people are actually really excited about it. It's quite exciting for women's rugby.
Yeah, so yeah. It's not kind of daunting, because I kind of sense probably that England would want to put on a show now as well at Twickenham.
I think we're looking back at how we prepped for the France week and that volume of crowd. So we've already started raising the volume of training, just, you know, particularly for those lineouts and set piece where communication will be really key for us. I think we're already starting to prepare for that. But again, I think girls are actually really excited about the fact that we've quite a record crowd coming to watch women's rugby.
Adele, confidence that you got from the weekend, how badly was that needed?
Again, I think it was more, like I said, the weeks have been quite good and players have been quite confident. That's just given us an extra boost, knowing that we've executed the game plan pretty well and gone after it, and the result really looked after itself. So I think heading into England, people are excited to have a crack at them.
Yeah, Scott, from that game, man, that Adele's talking about, what kind of pleased you most from it?
Discipline, stick to it. The game plans are you're kind of going with an idea of how you're gonna attack a team, and then you kind of see how you fare against it. And players and coaches have to be adaptable within that. Games can give you different scenarios and what have you. And I think I said last week, I said the group's becoming more adaptable. It was one of the strengths that I thought I saw or had seen with the group. So look, we'll get some. Footage. We'll have a little look. We'll see where we can put the ball, and we can see what questions we can ask of them. We've got quite a lot of them. Some of the girls play in the UK, so know the girls, and some of us have coached them for a while. So yeah, we know what we're against, and we know we can try and find the ball in some areas that can cause us some problems.
How do you approach that game, kind of mentally? How are you going to prepare the girl? And it's kind of an old coaching technique to break the game down into like 10 or 15 minutes.
People look at starts of games, middles of games, and what have you. Well, we have some ideas that we look at internally, some areas of the game. In terms of the occasion, I think you're going to Twickenham. You talked about a little bit of preparation for playing in a big arena with a big crowd. But I generally think the girls get up for these kind of occasions. It's exciting. We want to be at the forefront of this. It would be lovely in the not too distant future to do something similar at the Aviva. So by giving our girls, and you know, we're lucky enough to partake in a game like this where they'll have a crowd and where the noise is a little bit different for the girls' internationals. It's like a constant noise rather than sort of highs and lows. It's brilliant. It's really class to see, and I think hopefully if our girls can get used to playing that, and then we can one day try and replicate that over here, I think it'd be really class for the women's game in Ireland.
And Adele, the fact that you've got that weight off your shoulders now, having got that win in the weekend, does that mean you can enjoy this week a little bit more in the build-up to the game?
I think we've enjoyed it, but we've pretty gone after training already. Looked at the reviews, seen what else we probably missed opportunity-wise, and now we're looking at England and what we can target and then focus on ourselves for the week. I think players have enjoyed the win, but we're really focused actually on England at the weekend.
And